Run! Go! Get to the jibber jabber!
Hey Valerie! It's on Apple Podcasts and Podomatic! Freaking awesome!
Welcome everyone. Almost everything is here. thanks man. So yeah, for all our normal listeners, we don't do live, but here we go. We're going to do live tonight and kicking off the show with J-Mac here. As always, we're just going to talk about some of our favourite movie, Bully / Bad Guys. And we've composed a list of five of our favourite bad guys from movies that we've watched growing up or even just recent movies. And you have a nice five, don't you, J-Mac?
Yeah, one of mine is actually from a TV show. I kind of bent the rules a wee bit because I like this bully character so much that he just had to make my list. So I just want to make something clear, by the way. Anybody kind of tuning in right now will notice that the Jibber Jabber podcast is live and I am calling in. I am a co-host of the Jibber Jabber podcast, but we have not figured out yet how to do a live podcast with the two of us in different locations. We haven't figured it out yet. I don't even know if it's possible on Podbean, but if it is, somebody let us know.
From my research, they basically just said guests and call-ins. So I think this is pretty much how we do it. Kind of like stuck. A Skype kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. So It is exactly, 20 past 10 in the UK. So for everybody listening around the world, we hope you're having a good day and we're having a great evening so far. You having a great evening, J-Mac?
Yeah, not bad. I had some pizza tonight, which was nice. Got to have that guy bring it to my door. And there's just nothing more satisfying than a pizza that you don't have to bother preheating the oven for.
Yeah.
So, enjoyed that. I've still got about half of it left. So I'll have that for breakfast.
What kind of pizza is it? Is it pineapple on your pizza?
No. No. People that put pineapple in pizza should be sent straight to hell. Yeah,
which is a great segue.
there's no place for pineapple on pizza. Pineapple should be eaten on its own or on its own. That is fucking it. There's nothing you can put pineapple in that makes it better other than pineapple itself.
What because about on its own, gammon steak?
It's one of the best. No. Gammon steak is perfect on its own as well. It's just pineapple. Pineapple is a perfect being as it is. So don't put it on anything else. You know, that's my opinion anyway.
Oh well. So just take a big chunk out of it. So you've got five and I've got five of our top favorite bad guy bullies in our favorite movies. I would also encourage everybody listening at home, Young Assassin, thanks for joining. For you guys to also give us your favourites, maybe just write them in the comment section and we'll have a look at them after we have kind of gone through ours. So I'll kick it off, J-Mac. So we're going to go from five to one. So five is like ranked fifth in our estimation of what of our favourite bad guys. So we'll start from five and then we'll go to one, yeah?
Okay,
so
yep.
My number five, I'll kick it off, okay, is Christopher Lloyd's bad guy in the Dennis movie, which in other areas of the world it was called Dennis the Menace, and he plays a guy called Switchblade Sam. Have you seen that movie?
Yes, I have, and I'll be honest with you, I still watch it at least once or twice a year because it's just pure nostalgia, and I can't.
Brilliant.
The whole. I mean, he's such a manky looking, horrible bastard. You know, there's nothing redeeming about him. He's a proper bad guy, but it probably is the reason that most people are scared of homeless people.
I don't even think he was homeless. He was just trying to get from one area to another. I mean, so what we see at the start of the movie
homeless.
Is what? Do you think he must have? Is he homeless or did he break out of jail? I can't actually remember. But you,
I
kind
think
of
he
first
did break out. He did break out of jail, but you could call him a drifter.
Yeah,
almost everything says homeless as fuck, so.
Yeah. Absolutely. So it kind of just, there's that daunting music that you hear. It's like, and he just kind of lights a cigar and he's like,
it's when he goes to the kid with the squint in his eye, and he's like, and he's kind of picking away at an apple with a knife, and he's like, yeah. "What you got there, sport?" It's like
apple. He goes,
apple.
And he hands it to him like as to say, "You want a bite?" He just stabs a blade through it. I mean, come on, you don't see that these days. He stabs a blade through it, and he's like, and the boy's just like, he just looks traumatized.
Yeah, the thing that's really concerning about it when you watch it now is how little attention that policeman pays to him.
I know, right? Like, he's hard to spot.
He's just like, "Hey, what you doing here?" He's like, "Oh, just passing through." He's like, "All right, cool, man. See you later." I mean, he should have went full fucking First Blood on him.
Yeah, mate, I was just about to say that. It's back to where you came. You can go on down 100 miles down that way, and they got food in that town.
Oh, rest Absolutely. In peace, Brian Dennehy, by the way. We never did this.
Yeah, we'll get that on one of our future episodes.
Yeah, we will.
But that guy always creeped me out. He was, and I don't think he was ever referred to as Switchblade Sam.
No.
When you're watching the movie, you just, it's the bad guy. He's the bad guy. It's Doc
not
Brown.
Even Sam. Not even yeah. Sam. He doesn't even. His name is not mentioned once. Mm-hmm.
No, but he's not credited once. As Switchblade Sam. He is credited, which I was just like, God. But you know, what was his plans with Dennis? What, he was going to steal him, and then ask for a ransom, and then it was, and then at one point he's just like, "Do you know what? You're doing my tits in. I'm just going to kill you."
You know, right. The funny thing about it is, like, he was planning on hopping on. Like a freight train or something, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
This is just by memory, right? I'm sure he was planning on jumping on a freight train and just kind of kidnapping him. I don't remember. Yeah, is there a ransom involved?
Yeah, I do think there's a ransom, right? Because he kind of explains, like all bad guys in movies, he explains the plot to the person that he's actually dealing with.
Imagine that was a real thing, eh? Imagine shoplifters just walked about telling people, "Yeah, I'm stealing, by the way."
Yeah. So here are my plans. I'm going to grab that, chuck it in my shorts, I'll get away, and before they even know, I'll be gone.
I've got a top tip for shoplifters if you want to get away with it. You ready? Don't dress like a fucking shoplifter. Yeah, moving on. Right. So, yeah, much respect, by the way. That's a good first choice. My choices are a little bit more kind of, I'm going to say, snobby.
I started with a childhood, though, J-Mac. I started with what first scared me, and that's probably one of the earliest movies I can remember watching, and he just scared the shit out of me. So what was your number five?
My number five, right, I haven't actually written them down in sequence, so I'm just going to pick my five, like my number five right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Jay's dad from The Inbetweeners.
What? He's not even...
Do you know what makes him such an effective bully? The fact that the target of his bullying is his son all the time. All the time. And it's funny when you watch it, right? It's because you just see Jay just getting completely annihilated and just embarrassed all the time. And it's cringy, right? It's so, some of the stuff he says to him, like, it's just horrendous. If you haven't seen the British version of The Inbetweeners, you have to watch it. It's the best one. The American one is a steaming hot pile of poop. But the way he talks to his son is fucking horrendous, but you laugh. But you laugh and laugh and laugh at the things he says to him. But if that was real life, if that was your dad, that's horrible.
God, he's something else.
Yeah, the US version can suck a fat one. That's some good advice from almost everything. But yeah, I think he's the thing I like about him is he's just completely unforgiving. Any moment he can get to just embarrass the shit out of his own flesh and blood, he takes it. And
yeah,
he doesn't even consider the fact that it might be deeply changing the type of person that your son might actually end up being in the future. Mm-hmm. So that's my number, five.
I don't know, like, so let's do this as well, right? Each time, and I'd like the guys in the comment section to tell us who would win. So you'll get my number five and your number five, and we'll compare them. Who would win in a fight? All right, I'll do that for each number. So between you and I, and I'll give the guys in the comments a little bit of time to have a think, but who would win in a fight? All right, would it be Switchblade Sam from Dennis or Jay's dad from The Inbetweeners? I'm going with Switchblade Sam. However, there's a flawed logic there because he couldn't even kill Dennis.
That is true.
Almost everything podcast said verbal and physical fight, Jay's dad would win both. I'm going to actually agree with that. I'm not going to let you take that one, J-Mac, because...
Yeah, but there is no evidence. Yeah, there's no evidence at all that Jay's dad ever carried a blade. So there's a good chance he's getting stabbed.
Unlikely, because he had a blade. Switchblade Sam had a blade and still couldn't get Dennis. Right?
I know. So, he made a better job of the tinny beans than he did of the kid.
He did, that's true. Man. And the tinny beans job was rotten.
Do you know, I've tried to show that film to my kids so many times and he's just not interested. And it fucking annoys me. Because it's such a good film for children.
Mm-hmm. Firewood bombs away.
There's one line in that film that just epitomizes who Dennis actually is, and it's did you shoot an aspirin into Mr. Wilson's mouth? It's like, I didn't want to do it with his big fake teeth. Those things are sharp.
Mate, right? See, that movie is just so class for everything. Like, from the point when the guy, Dennis, keeps sneaking it at night and ringing the doorbell. So the guy's like, that's it. He puts a tack on it. And it's actually the guy that plays Buzz in Home Alone. He puts a tack in it, right? And then they chuck all the flour over it. It's Mr. Wilson. Oh, Mr. Wilson.
There's no denying that. I would think that in general, I would say that Christopher Lloyd's Switchblade Sam is more memorable than Jay's dad for The Inbetweeners. But in regards to a physical fight, I think Jay's dad's winning it. Like, the guy works on a construction site. He's tough. He's a tough guy.
Ah, exactly. And like almost everything podcast in the comments section said, he's one tough see you next Tuesday, though. So that's true. Jay's dad wins for round five. We're going to go down to 4-3-2-1. Brilliant. Just one thing before we move on, I would say is Christopher Lloyd is a great good guy, but he's one hell of a bad guy when he wants to be.
Oh, man. Was it Professor Doom? Or what was he in?
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Mm-hmm. His name was Doom. It was something Doom.
Mm-hmm. Me proper,
and he scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
he was
really, especially when he got those cartoon eyes and screechy voice. He's just scary as shit. So let's move on. So we're going to go to number four now. So Kevin, my number four is Sydney from White Men Can't Jump.
It's not really a movie I've watched much of. I think I saw it in school one time, but I fell asleep.
That's a shame, by the way. White Men Can't Jump is a modern classic, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney is played by Wesley Snipes, who is just fucking infinitely watchable in absolutely everything. We done a deep dive on Demolition Man. I don't know if you remember that, kid.
Of course I remember that. It was only like 50 episodes ago.
Well, that was a long time ago now. Yeah. But he's so likable even when he's unlikable, and that's where Wesley Snipes wins it for me, because he basically bullies people into kind of doing things they wouldn't normally do.
Sounds like someone you know.
I am, hence how Jibber Jabber exists. So, yeah, he's not a bad guy. This is where we need to distinguish between bullies and bad guys. He's not a bad guy, but he is a bully. There's a lot of jibing that goes on between him and pretty much every other character in the film. He has a go at everybody about something. There's a lot of Yo Mama jokes in that, which are just infinitely funny. One of the funniest ones was, it actually wasn't his one, but he said it was his wee skinny mate. He said, I seen your mum walking down the street kicking a can. I don't know. It's your mum's so poor. That's what it is. Your mum's so poor. I saw her walking down the street kicking a can. I said, what are you doing? She said, moving.
Oh, man. See, this is going to be hard because I don't recall that movie. It's going to be hard for me to kind of, even when we're weighing up against my choice, who would win in a fight. I think I kind of know who would win, though. But it's going to be quite hard. This is where I rely on the comment section. Yeah,
we'll hear your choice, and I'll tell you right away who's going to win in that fight. Go.
So my number four is actually, I'll do an impression, right? Let's see if I can nail it. I'm coming for him! I want Balboa!
100% he's fucking winning that fight.
Oh, my. Yeah, mine was Clubber Lang, mate. Another one from the childhood. Mate, no one wanted to get in the way of Clubber Lang. Even Rocky didn't fare well, you know.
Dave, did we win?
Yeah, Mick, we won. No,
mate,
he didn't.
That's the only moment in Rocky 3 that is worth it. Rocky 3 is the worst in the franchise.
Mate, now, but...
There may be some arguments here, but yeah, Rocky 3 is actually awful.
I think so.
I prefer Rocky 5 to Rocky 3. You're disgusted with me right now, aren't you?
Mate, Rocky 3 for me was, come on, that's when Eye of the Tiger became the world known song for Rocky. Here's a wee FYI for you, right? Every time I do a quiz and the song the song comes on, Eye of the Tiger, and they're like, what movie's this for? And they all go, Rocky, Rocky. I'm like, you've all just lost a point. Motherfucker, Rocky 3. And they're like, no, it's the same thing. I'm like, no, it's no. If you put Rocky on, put the DVD on and show me where it fucking plays Eye of the Tiger. And I'll tell you, at Disney or Rocky 2, right? Put Rocky 3 on, bitch. So that always, and oh, you take this too serious. I'm like, sorry, I thought we were taking it seriously here. I thought we were playing a quiz to fucking take it seriously. Oh, it gets me angry.
All right, David Brent.
But yeah, I think Clubber Lang for me, mate. When I was a kid, man, I was like, I'd hate to fight him. Even his muscles intimidated you. They're so shiny. And he was so angry all the time. He's like, what is it he said to Adrian? He's like, hey, you up here! Why are you coming down here? I'll show you what a real man looks like.
Put your little self over my palm and I'll show you a real man.
Yes, man.
Thank you to Almost Everything Podcast for sharing the live show and giving us a gift. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Also, he does have, he's listed his favourite bad guy as Dr. Evil from Austin.
Yeah. let's bring this in here for a triple threat, right? So Dr. Evil gets in on the fight. So for everybody that's listening, especially Almost Everything Podcast, you can also give us your bad guy as well, and we'll put it as a triple threat, right? And maybe if it's a tough one, we'll put a stipulation to the fight, right? Like they're fighting underwater and Kevin Costner for Waterworld wins. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you something, Dr. Evil couldn't fight adversity. Fucking hell, man. Dr. Evil's losing a fight to both Wesley Snipes and Clubber Lang.
Yeah. But wait a minute, he has sharks with lasers. Are they included? Are they nearby?
Sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
That's true. Dr. Evil would accidentally kill himself.
I remember seeing Austin Powers 2. I seen Austin Powers 2 in the cinema. And it was I really pissed myself laughing where it got towards the end of the film and they're in space because it's fucking Austin Powers and they're in their spacesuits and Dr. Evil's like, Austin, I am your father, and you're kind of going, fucking hell, and then Austin's like,
really?
And he's like, no, not really, no.
Oh, the simple things. The simple things.
Dr. Evil would accidentally kill himself before they started. That's true, man. That's true. Oh, I'm not saying man. I got myself in trouble with that last time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true, person. Almost everything podcast.
Yes.
Whatever you are. Oh, it's a man! Thank fuck for that. Whew, Jesus,
that was a close one. But I'll break the fourth wall here. Last time we done a live, our very first time, someone called into the show and J-Mac's like, "How's it going, man?" And the woman was like, "Woman, actually."
that was fucking horrific. It still makes my bum hole twitch when I think about it. Do you know what it was like, man? I swear to God, you're gonna really laugh at this. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm gonna say? It was just like, what was that moment just like for me?
The time recently when you're on a call with,
not even that one. No.
What time was it?
Lufarigno.
We've seen so many times. Oh, Lufarigno. When we met.
That's what it felt like again. Time just slowed right the fuck down. And I needed you to save me.
And I did. I jumped in and I had your back, by the way.
You did. Thanks for that. Normally you just laugh and throw me to the fucking wolves.
That's so true. So let's get to the fight then, right? Clubber Lang.
Actually, yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
so Clubber Lang versus Wesley Snipes. Who's winning? And is it in a boxing ring?
No, street fight.
Street fight. Ah, so there's weapons.
Mate, Clubber Lang's still fucking winning. He's fish.
Clubber Lang's still winning.
He is.
Can you give me a little bit of dialogue? So if you can impersonate the Wesley Snipes and then impersonate, like, give us a walkthrough of the beating, right? Just in a couple of sentences, how this fight goes, right? Okay. I want to hear it from both sides. Let's go.
This is exactly how it goes. Wesley Snipes come in and go. Wesley Snipes walks in as Sydney, and he's like, actually, is it racist to try and do black?
No, it's a character. You're impersonating a character, not a race.
Okay, it's probably going to sound a bit more like Eddie Murphy.
Oh. Thanks very much for joining the podcast. Almost everything. We'll catch you soon. If you subscribe, we'll subscribe back. Man. Cheers, buddy.
Oh, another gift. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Right, so, you've got Wesley Snipes and Clubber Lang. Right? Mm-hmm. So, Wesley Snipes is like, yo mama. And Clubber Lang just goes, and he knocks him out. And that's the fucking end of it. There's no in between. There's no in between. And in fact, he doesn't even finish saying mama. He gets to ma. And that's it.
Boom.
There's nothing else. There's no other interaction. There's no exposition. There's no explaining. There's no back and forth between them. Clubber Lang is just kicking ass. And to be fair, how much did he kick Rocky's ass the first time?
Mate, he fucking ragdolled him.
Not quite as much.
I told you
we
came.
Not quite as much as Thunderlips did.
Thunderlips.
Mate, they should have just called him Hulk Hogan. I bet WWF were like, nah, you're not doing it.
Well, first off, yes, that's true, right? Vince McMahon actually was like, if you go and do this movie, you won't be, because I need you. If you go and do this movie, you pretty much aren't working for WWF anymore. Hogan was like, cool, I'm going to make a Sly Stallone movie. Done it, right? And obviously that caused a rift between him and Vince McMahon. So yeah, that's true. However, Hulk Hogan owns Hulk Hogan. He owns the name and the copyright to that. So
how did he manage that?
Because this was back in the day that Hulk Hogan was his before WWE started getting all bitchy and started copyrighting every single thing as an asset. So he actually managed to get his own copyright, his name. That's why he's been able to go to different wrestling companies like WCW and TNA. And use the name Hulk Hogan because that's his brand. That's why he has his own beach shop where he sells his merchandise. It's like not related to the WWE. It's his brand. So he could have used that. I just don't think Sly Stallone really wanted to use the Hulk Hogan name.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I'm like a wrestling historian, mate. There's no much, but I don't know.
It is actually disturbing. I mean, your wrestling knowledge, it doesn't just go to when you were watching it. It goes way, way beyond that.
Absolutely. And
it's impressive, to be honest. Your knowledge on wrestling is pretty much like my knowledge on Bruce Lee.
What? That needs to be an episode, a Bruce Lee episode. We'll do that in the future.
Yeah, we will. We will. I think we've pretty much ascertained that Clubber Lang is killing everybody. In fact, I bet, like, see if the Avengers just brought him in to Endgame. Uh-huh. Fucking uh-huh. No problem. Done.
Yeah.
Game over. Thanos is fucked.
Yeah.
He would just walk in with his gloves on, just going, eargh! And Thanos is like, fuck it, I'm out.
He tried clap his fingers and missed it. He's like, oh no, boy. Rip his hand off. So who is your number three?
My number three is Stifler from American Pie.
Stifler?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a bully.
He is a bully. He's that friend in the group that nobody actually likes because he's fucking horrible to everybody.
I don't know. The kind of
problem. He is horrible. He's a detestable human being. I mean, could you imagine if they brought American Pie out now? Stifler would get burned on a fucking steak, man.
That's true.
There'd be all these fucking silly little fat specky bitches burning them on a fucking effigy. Wearing pink hats.
Oh, man. It's hard to disagree.
Yeah, you can't disagree with that. It was horrible. It was a total knob end, and that's why everybody was so satisfied when Shitbreak pumped his mum.
Mate, but they did like him. They were his friend, and a lot of people loved Stifler.
Well, that's what's clever about him. Although he is a bully and he's a horrible person, you can't help but love him. You can't help but love him, but he's not lovable. That's mm-hmm. the genius of the character. If you can, it's somebody that you shouldn't actually like at all.
Uh-huh.
Because he is just a cock. Like I've got a name. I've got a specific name in my mind for somebody I went to school with who was Stifler.
Yeah.
And I never liked him, but yeah, he was popular. And It's that kind of blurred line you get. I mean, is there really a difference between somebody that's a complete arsehole and somebody that's popular? It seems to go hand in hand. If you're an arsehole, you seem to be popular.
As long as
you're handsome. If you're ugly and an arsehole, you're not popular.
Oh no, absolutely not. It seems to be the thing, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that's my opinion on it. But yeah, Stifler, man, the guy's a legend. I mean, going all like I'm going from, like, so you've got American Pie, American Pie 2, American Pie The Wedding, which might actually be the funniest one of all of them.
That was a good one.
American Pie Reunion. Stifler just steals the show in all of them.
Yeah. And you know, you kind of see a soft side, a decent side to him then. You know, when he fucks the flowers and stuff. And then he goes and he gets the new one.
Remember when he ate the dog shit? You really seen the soft side of him there.
Yeah, yeah. Also, so that he wouldn't ruin the relationship with the mother. So, I mean, I don't know. Might come across as a prick, but there was stuff to it. There's something deeper.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. So that was my number three. So. I look forward to see who Stifler is having a physical fight with.
Oh, he's losing. I'll do what I've done. I'll give another impression and see if you can guess who it is. Ready?
Okay.
I've just shot a man in broad daylight and I did it on purpose. Benedict from Last Action Benedict. Hero, Charles Dance.
He's an excellent bad guy, I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. But, mate, I actually think in hand-to-hand combat, Stifler could kick his ass.
Think so?
Yeah.
Well, is it hand-to-hand combat?
Yeah.
Remember, he has an eyeball. He always has an eyeball for something. takes that out, twists it, throws it at Stifler.
Stifler's got two eyeballs.
No, but here's the thing. Benedict always had a wee cool eyeball that he could take out and he'd do something with it. He probably takes it out and twists it.
I've seen some mashups in my time, like Alien versus Predator, Freddy versus Jason. Here comes fucking Stifler versus Benedict.
Who's winning that? Who's winning that?
Yeah, let's crowdfund the shit out of that one.
Stifler versus Benedict. Oh mate, sorry, I'm going with Benedict. I think he'd kick Stifler. This is exactly how it would work out. Stifler's probably taking a piss up an alleyway somewhere, texting someone, taking a picture of his dick to show it to someone. And Benedict just walks up, right, takes his eyeball out, twists it, puts it in Stifler's pocket and walks away. Boom! That's how it goes down.
Well, let's take it back to the hand to hand thing, right? And I think you might still be right, because if you look at how good a marksman Benedict is, the chances are he's got a military background.
Yeah.
So he can probably kick ass in a good number of ways. So he's a British guy in America he's a properly good assassin. He's got a military background. Chances are he was a Royal Marine, at least. So, yeah, man, fuck it. Stifler's dead. he's a stiff Stifler.
Yeah, exactly. I just drive around, point to the house and go, the bad guys are in there. That's terrible, Annie.
Man, Last Action Hero gets zero credit for how good a film it actually is.
True. You know, but we actually done a deep dive on that.
Yeah, we did.
And it was class. And you know, I actually, as many people out there may not know, but you know, J-Mac, if a poster of a movie makes it on my wall here in my podcast cave, it means the movie's worth something to me. And right there, I'm looking at Big Benedict up there next to Arnie on my Last Action Hero picture.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. I mean, just going by memory, I think Last Action Hero, like, it must be one of the last properly kind of painted movie posters.
Yeah.
That I know of, anyway. I mean, it used to be every movie poster used to be painted.
That's
not funny.
Sorry, that just got me. A movie poster.
So if you go back all the way back to the early days of movies in the kind of 1910s, 20s, 30s, everything was kind of hand painted. Every movie poster was hand painted and reprinted. Now it moved on to the way movie posters are now, which is basically it could be stills from the movie or like just some kind of flatteringly lit photography of the main star with maybe a wee explosion in the background, stuff like that. But Last Action Hero is a painted poster, and that's what I love about that poster. Mm-hmm. It shows you what the film is, but the critics still didn't get it. I mean, if you look at the poster, you can tell that the film's a joke. It's supposed to be a joke.
Yeah.
You've got Arnold Schwarzenegger holding a kid under one arm while smiling at the fucking camera with his arm fucking flexed. It's like, it's a piss take. The whole film is a piss take, and nobody at the time got it, or nobody that had a kind of, what's the word? Anybody that had any influence in the industry just didn't get it, and it's such a shame. I mean, you've got Schwarzenegger teaming up with fucking John McTiernan, for fuck's sake. Again.
Austin O'Brien
can fuck off.
Yeah, I know. That's like the only thing in it that I thought was good. After Last Action Hero, it kind of just became the sequel kid, where he'd replace whoever was originally in the first movie. Do you not think so?
do you remember a film that he was in called Pre-Hysteria?
No.
Now this film, it came out after Last Action Hero. I'm 100% sure it was after Last Action Hero. And he was like, it must have been about the same time, because he looked exactly the same and he had pet dinosaurs. You need just Google, just look at the poster for that. You'll look at that and go, fuck me, that looks awful. but he was never a good actor. Now, what you need to think about at this point is who else at that time could have played Danny if it wasn't Austin O'Brien?
At that time?
At that time, so it's 1993, I think.
Macaulay Culkin?
He was probably busy doing Pagemaster or some shit.
With Christopher Lloyd.
Mate, that's the only reason Macaulay Culkin wasn't in something, is if he was doing something else.
Yeah.
Because he was in... If you could get Macaulay Culkin, you fucking got him. So, I mean, just thinking about the age that he is in the movie, who else back then could have actually played him? Leonardo DiCaprio, maybe?
I think DiCaprio was older than that at the time.
I don't know, man. There's not much in it. There's not much in it. Although there might be. He must be, what, 40-something now? Ah, fuck it. We're talking ages as actors. This is taking a turn. So the bottom line is my guy was Stifler.
So the winner was Benedict.
Yeah, Benedict wins that one. Fuck it.
Clear
one.
I'll kick off with my second choice now. This is the number two. So this, to me, this was like, wow, what a bad guy. And it actually is a joint bad guy in this movie. It's actually Sean Archer and Caster Troy from Face Off.
Nice.
Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. It's kind of hard to pinpoint which point in the movie. But the bad guy, Caster Troy, who then becomes Sean Archer, he's the perfect bad guy. Killed a kid right at the start of the movie. Stole a man's identity. Probably chances are, if you're going to shoot a man who's got a child in his arms, chances are you're going to kill the kid.
You see it in his face. You see it in his face that he did not mean to do it. There's actually a look of regret in his face when he lifts his eye away from the sight of the rifle. There is a look of regret in his face. He didn't mean to kill Archer's kid. But in saying that, killing somebody's dad in front of their kid is pretty fucked up. That guy's probably going to end up a drug addict and dying in his own piss anyway. So he maybe did a kid a favour. Alright. So who is it? Is it the John Travolta version or the Nicolas Cage version?
Both. I mean, come on. Nicolas Cage, that was one of the beauties of that movie, is the fact that both of them were able to kind of change their character.
Mm. I think they both did really well at playing each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Nicolas Cage did a really good job of kind of toning it down and kind of bringing it back to being almost like a normal human being, which Nicolas Cage is most definitely fucking not.
Yeah.
And John Travolta just went way out. Like, he went Battlefield Earth on that one. Just went totally over the top and turned into Nicolas Cage. Even that, like, that first line where he walks in, he's like, "Ooh, wee, you good looking." It's like, oh shit, here we go. This is taking a little turn.
Class movie though. Class.
Yeah.
Movie.
Yeah, but you need to pick one to be in the fight, though. That's the only thing. So I'm going to give you my number two. So you need to pick who you want to be in this fight based on who my number two is. Right?
Okay, well, let's hear your number two first, and then I'll tell you.
Oh, I was planning on waiting until after the podcast, so...
Wait a minute.
There's the fucking laugh. My number two is one Percy Whitmore.
Percy Whitmore?
From The Green Mile.
Percy.
He's such a cunt.
Sam Rockwell.
No, Percy the guard.
Oh, yeah, mate. Hey, good shout.
How much do you hate that little fucking...
Oh. Don't you just want to get him his ass kicked?
You hate him from start to finish. He's awesome at being hateable.
Mm-hmm.
But one moment of the film, you think to yourself, fuck, he's actually redeeming himself. You start to like him again, but you realise it's just it's just a part of his ploy to become an even bigger cunt.
So, yeah.
He doesn't have a story arch. He doesn't improve as a person. As it goes throughout the film, he actually gets worse as a person. He's just. Do you know what? You just know that he's one of the guys. Like, do you know who my dad is?
Yeah,
he's
one of the guys.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's the most frustrating thing about him. There's nothing about him that shows you that he can stand on his own two feet in a situation. He basically has to rely on the fact that his dad is the governor. Or whatever fucking role he's got.
He doesn't even fucking wet the sponge. What a prick.
I didn't know a sponge supposed to be wet. Are you dead?
I know. They even told him to do it.
I know. But at that moment, you remember that, you actually see the horror in his face when he realises what he's done.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh shit, I didn't expect his face to go on fire.
Folk are melting marshmallows by his fucking jaw.
Folks sitting in the audience going, oh god, the smell.
Yeah,
and it's like that's the bit I love. It's when he turns away, and Tom Hanks grabs him and turns him around. And he's like, "You watch, you son of a bitch!"
Yeah. That
movie that deserves a massive deep dive.
Percy
Whitmore as a character, he's a horrible bully, especially to the wee French guy, Edouard Delacroix. Mm-hmm. He's horrendous to him. I did almost put Buffalo Bill on the list, because there's some lines of his in that film that are just absolute class, but just because of how horrible they are. Like even when the French guy Delacroix is getting electrocuted and the lights are flickering and on the Green Mile and he's fucking singing songs. Barbecue, jelly,
there's a part in that movie that had me howling, and it's when one of the officers walks past his cell and he's standing there with a big jaw, and the guy walks up to the thing and he just smacks his cheeks and all this biscuit bursts out of the guy's face.
Remember when the other guard's just kind of doing his patrol up and down the mile, and he pisses all over his shoes.
Yeah.
And it's the way the guard reacts. Now, I can't remember the actor's name, but he was in The Walking Dead and a lot of mm-hmm. other stuff by Frank Darabont as well. Mm-hmm. But he turns to one of the other guards. I think it was the big guy, Brutal. He turns to him, he's like, "Can you believe this? Son of a bitch pissed on me."
Oh, fuck, man.
But that movie is I have to put it in my top. It has to be in my top five.
It is class. If you don't own it on DVD, why do you have a DVD player?
that's a good point. So that's my number two. Is Pisces. So I'd like to hear your number two. I guarantee he's going to be able to kick Pisces' ass.
I just told you.
Did you?
It's Caster Troy.
Fuck, so is. Sorry, you went first. Sorry, I forgot. He's kicking Pisces' ass.
Yeah, he totally is, right?
There's no doubt about it. Caster Troy doesn't rely on the fact that his dad's important.
No, absolutely not.
So, yeah, Percy's losing his fight. I think I have officially fucking lost 3 out of 4 of the physical fights. The only one that's won is Jay's dad. Who'd have thought he'd have turned out to be the strongest character? Oh, wait a second. Ready? 3, 2, 1. There we go. So we are on to our number ones. Who's going to do the number one first?
You go first.
Right. Now this one. 1989. And 1990. Biff fucking Tannen.
Oh, man.
Man. And when I say Biff, I mean Biff and all his fucking descendants and his ancestors. all the way like back to fucking Buford Mad Dog Tannen.
Hello, McFly.
Think, McFly, think. I love the fact that he crashes George McFly's car and then gets pissed off at George because he spilled beer on his jacket.
But he's a royal dick, but...
Yeah, the thing is, like, you can argue that he does come good in the end, but he really doesn't. If you look at the timelines, he's by the end of the first one, he's a kind of quite a meek guy. He's the guy that's waxing George McFly's car, but he still lied about how many times he'd waxed it. Like, he's still a fly wee dick. But I just think as a bully, like, when you go back to the 1950s, Back to the Future setting, he's such a good bully. I actually remember finding his character in the second one. I think his name is Griff. I remember finding him kind of scary as a kid. Like, he's just got these fucking crazy eyes. And the ironic thing is that apparently he was one of the nicest guys on set.
Probably, you find that, yeah.
Yeah, you just wouldn't expect it. But yeah, Biff Tannen and all of his descendants and his ancestors, I'm going to take that as probably being one of the best bullies in movie history.
What is among there? I'm sure there's many people that would disagree and give us a list of worst bullies. But I get it. I'll take that. Are you ready to hear my number one pick in regards to bad guys?
I is ready.
Okay, here we go.
Did you just do that to fucking annoy me?
Yeah, so he needs no introduction. He literally ended a race. He destroyed planets. Killed kids. It's Anakin Skywalker. Darth Vader. Tell me a worse movie bad guy.
I don't know, man. I'm just imagining Biff kind of banging on his helmet. Think, Vader, think. Banging on his helmet.
Hello, Anakin. Hello, Skywalker. Oh, man.
Yeah. Hello, yeah, that's anybody right. Home?
Yeah, it's not the fight's not going down well, is it?
Well, take away the force.
Still, Vader's
there's the stipulation for that fight. Take away the force.
Okay, Vader still has his lightsaber.
No, because that relies on the force to operate, does it not?
No, it's kyber crystals, mate. And skill.
Fucking excuse me.
He went to the Jedi Temple. He went to the Jedi Temple to get his own kyber crystals. They chose him.
See, this is why Star Wars is fucking stupid.
I'll give you that. But yeah, no, you don't need the force to use a lightsaber. Hence why, like, so many people that aren't Jedis were using them. You just need to be shit hot with a lightsaber to use one, and also use kyber crystals in your lightsaber. And usually the kyber crystals look for a Jedi, but you can still pick up a lightsaber and use it. What are we taking away the force and the lightsaber?
Yeah.
Darth Vader is still kicking his ass.
I don't know, man. Biff can punch. Although he did get knocked out by George McFucking Fly, so...
Exactly.
Why am I right. Really shit?
No, right? Pick a better bully, man. Mine has destroyed fucking planets, civilizations. Yours is what? Chapped on Marty McFly's head. Bullied him.
I also tried to rape his mum.
True story.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a joke there, but I'm not going to. Not funny.
So what we did though there, like what happened there was we kind of went down different paths here. I was going for bullyish characters, and you went for proper bad guys.
Same thing, right?
Not really, because sometimes they can actually have a story arc, and they can a goodie can become a better person, whereas a bad guy is a fucking bad guy, and that's it.
Nah, Darth Vader became a good guy. He was redeemed. He was redeemed at the end of Return of the Jedi.
What, when he'd had his arse kicked? If it wasn't for having his arse kicked, he wouldn't have been redeemed.
Aye, he's seen that Luke was about to get destroyed off Emperor Palpatine, so he picked him up and threw him off that big fucking platform and temporarily had him out of action because he didn't die. He redeemed himself. But here's what I don't get about, right? This is where I'll say, right, come on. So Darth Vader, right, Anakin, from the moment he turns to Darth Vader, from Anakin to Darth Vader, he executes Order 66, right? And then he goes and kills children, literally just slays them with a lightsaber. And then he like destroys civilizations. He destroys planets. He's worse than Hitler, right? Oh, but he saved his son. Look, he saved his son. He's redeemed. Like, what? He saved one person. He's not redeemed.
I can't remember if I said this to you or if it's just somebody else I was talking to, but the Star Wars universe really needs to work on its parenting skills.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every fucking child ends up on the opposite side of the force for their parents.
Yeah.
They just need to sit them down at some point and say, listen, you might be tempted by the dark side, but listen, this is the truth. And sit them down and tell them that when they're a kid, and they'll believe it. Because when you're a kid, you believe that God's real. You will believe fucking anything when you're a kid. Yeah. So just sit them down and say, listen, there's a good chance. See this Palpatine? He might fucking come and try and get you to switch sides. Just listen, man. I'm speaking from experience. Just fucking don't do it, please. Yeah. Just keep picking tatties. Just do what we're doing. We'll just live on this wee farm with four fucking sons and everything's sound, right? If they just sat them down and said that to them when they were kids, there's a good chance that the whole situation wouldn't have arisen.
Arisen, eh? Well, yeah. The thing is, it's no simple as that, is it?
Nah. It would make for a shit film, though, eh? It was just picking ties.
Yeah. And so the fight, how does the fight go here? And so he's not using the Force, but he has his lightsaber. So go on then, tell me how this fight plays out.
It goes...
hello, Mike!
That's it. It's just...
Pretty much.
Biff's dead.
So I think all my bad guys won apart from one, and that was the guy that looked creepiest. Jay's dad kicked his ass.
So Jay's dad can beat Switchblade Sam. That's class.
It is. And it's purely because Switchblade Sam spent the whole time trying to kill a kid in Kidney. So he lost all his credibility. You see
dun,
that, folks?
Dun, 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 dun.
See when you don't kill a kid in a movie, it totally makes you lose all credibility. I'll say this once, I'll say it forever. Kill kids if you're going to be a bad guy. Kill the kids in the movie. Otherwise, you lose credibility and Jay's dad will fuck you up in our quiz.
That was the bit of Dr. Sleep that I was like, oh, damn. That's not nice. That is
right.
Unpleasant.
Right, these guys are bad. Oh, no. What happens when these guys find the next kid? I'm going to be worried for the kid. Why? Because these are bad guys. How would you know they're bad guys? Because they're killing kids. Only real bad guys would do that, right? Yeah, okay, so these are real bad guys. That's how it works, man.
So, looking at our viewing figures tonight, I think we've had precisely three, including you and me. So, it's like on even during lockdown on Friday nights, people are doing things they shouldn't be.
Hey, so that's three more than what we usually get when we're recording a podcast. We never usually do it live.
That is true. That is true.
And hey, we got gifts there from who was
Almost Everything.
Almost Everything podcast. Guys, go and check out Almost Everything podcast. J-Mac, what are you doing?
I was flicking back through the chat. Could you hear it, aye?
Oh, aye. We can hear it, mate. We can hear everything.
What are you doing? Jesus.
Yes. So this episode will be out live. So technically,
it's been a good... This episode was brought to you by Squarespace. No, it wasn't it?
This. What was it? This. This episode was brought to you by Surely FM, coming in your ears. This podcast was brought to you by Surely FM, where the listener comes first.
Oh man, that's enough of that. So this was our kind of mixty mishmash episode of Bully Stroke Bad Guys, and I think Kevin undoubtedly won that one. Yeah, let's see what we can bring up for the next one. Make sure that if you're listening, which you're not, because it's just me and Kevin. but yeah, if you happen to listen to this at some point, make sure to like our podcast, subscribe, like our Facebook page and our YouTube page and our Twitter, which is, Kevin?
It is Jibber Jabber Podcast on Twitter. Jibber Jabber Podcast everywhere. So go to YouTube, Jibber Jabber Podcast. Go to Instagram, Facebook. You'll find Jibber Jabber Podcast. Go there. Also, check out our friends at Truffle Shuffle, where you can get a 15% discount if you spend £15 or more. Not £20, right? £20 or more.
£20, yeah.
£20
We've only
or
been
more.
Doing it for like a year. That's fine.
Yeah. So if you spend £20 or more, you can get a 15% discount. Those guys are hell of a good guys. They're our friends. They help us out. We hopefully help them out. So go ahead. If you guys like movie t-shirts, all your wears and tears, all your wares.
Jesus, he's done it again.
All your threads and wares. Make sure you head to the truffleshuffle.com or .co.uk depending on your location. And when you get to the basket, jib jab 15. That's GIBGAJ. Oh, go and do it. You do it. You do it.
It's GIBJAB15.
You hear that, folks? Use that when you get to the checkout. And because you've listened to our show, they will give you 15% on your basket. And go get some t-shirts that's got Lockie on it, Never Ending Story. Get some Friends mugs. Everything that you love about movies and TV shows, they've got it there. Go get it. We had some Lost Boys t-shirts sent to us. The Lost Boys t-shirts don't do that thing that the cheap t-shirts do when you wash them too many times where it starts to, what does it do, J-Mac? It starts to, it morphs to the point where you're like, even when you iron it, it's like, this never used to be like this. It doesn't look like a t-shirt anymore.
It changes from an XL to a...
Well, not if you buy it Truffle Shuffle, because they made the quality, and you are supporting a business run by passionate fans. It's not a big conglomerate. It's a great company to get behind. So please go ahead and support them if you're into buying t-shirts that they love.
Why is it whenever you say conglomerate, I just feel like it's something I'd find on my leg one morning? Oh, shit. I've got a conglomerate.
That's class. That should be a t-shirt. That's class.
It's like you're limping about work one day. It's like, oh, you're right, man. You've got a bit of limp there. Ah, fucking conglomerate's playing up again.
Just take some anti-conglom. Always works for me. Pop two and you'll be fine by the afternoon.
Use that conglomeraprofen. That's fine.
Conglomeraprofen. So yeah, guys, go ahead and support those guys for supporting us. Thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for listening live. Remember, we will always be doing a live episode every week now to kind of try and interact with our fan base. Thank you very much for everybody that's listened to our recent episodes. The Own Heart one has been our biggest episode yet. For all the people that had some negative comments to say, Jordan, you've usually got a fart to insert now, right? Do you need to fart?
Nah, not right now, unfortunately.
We'll do a fart sound anyway. That's what we think about haters.
Get to the jibber jabber!